and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Visual, I guess, than an audio, but there's Lonesome Tom walking into the Raiders facility. Were they actually playing the NFL Films Autumn Wind as a Raider music?
I don't know.
It is amazing. Tom Brady is not a New England Patriots minority owner.
I thought it was beneath you when you requested an all-hands-on-deck meeting for everybody to do that for you here.
Well, it worked. Everybody showed up, and I was proud of that.
Flannel pissed.
Wiggy texted it and says, Serena is minority owner of the Dolphins. Stephen Ross, University of Michigan guy. Why isn't Brady part owner of Miami?
I have no idea.
But the bigger thing is, why isn't he an owner here? I mean, I
think I told you why. Mark Davis is a moron, and he offered him. I mean, didn't they
just gave up half the team?
Joe, can you look this up?
What was worth it?
I think the Raiders' initial plan with Brady had to be redone because Jim Irsay said it was obscene how low it was. They had to redo the percentage offer from Tom Brady because it was too low. I don't think that Stephen Ross is going to be doing that.
And okay, well,
Stephen Ross, I mean, honestly, it's B-Flow that ruined that whole marriage in the first place. Sean Payton and Tom Brady would be in Miami right now.
It would be.
If not for Bill Belichick's text.
Diabolical Bill. Great job by Bill. Blew that up. 240 texter Frank, who says, Brady, as an owner of the Raiders, is jarring. 100% Kraft to blame for that, and he's also to blame for the state of the franchise. That's 7-2 Kraft in our voting today. It is jarring.
I just hope all these people didn't give Bill none of the credit for the team's success.
603 texter, Brady has...
Isn't that fair?
Didn't give Bill credit for the success.
Right.
I don't understand the...
So Bill Belichick doesn't have any culpability in the demise, so he shouldn't have any praise for the success.
And you were right. They had to... owners raised their concerns about how low the offer was from Mark Davis. This was a quote from Chiefs owner Mark Clark Hunt. There were a lot of things from a structural and due diligence. Hold on, stupid advertisement. There were a lot of things from a structural and due diligence standpoint that had to happen, which is why it took so long for it to be approved, and we finally got
Well, so what if your Kraft just match it? Tell them you give them more. Is it not worth it to you? Financially and reputation?
So you and I view this, Ken, I think similarly. Like, what's a couple bucks to have a guy that is your Kev? I mean, Robert Kraft has shown, Ken, the desire to pay at the top of the market for Bill Belichick. Nobody disputes that, right? He was the highest paid coach in professional team sports.
Yep.
So then, if you're willing to give cash to the guy that earned it in Bill Belichick, why wouldn't you allow Tom to pay you for a part of your organization? I mean, I go back, I said it to Greg this week, that haphazard week one against the Eagles last season with that bizarre halftime thing, and it was just so... I believe that Robert thought Tom was going to do the one-day contract thing, and it didn't materialize.
Well, they have the statue still to unveil. You could have announced it then. Brady is now a minority owner. He's our director of football operations, whatever you want to say. Every dap is worth its weight in ETH in Bitcoin. I mean,
Doge it up.
Yeah.
So you go back to that game, and a game the Patriots were trailing 16-0 on a pick six by Slay, I think. And they pan up and they show Tom, and he is like enraged.
Yeah, pissed off.
And it brought such immediate credibility to that suite, which has now become a caricature. Like, but that's the thing, is that Robert Kraft just... there's nobody that can convey that to him. He's beyond reproach.
603 texter, Brady has a bigger piece of the Raiders than Wick has of the Celtics.
That's true.
What is this percentage that Brady has?
5.
Okay. Coach in New Hampshire here on the Ken and Curtis Show. Hello, Coach.
Yes, Ken and Curtis, as always, you're great. Number one, I want to say up front that I still 100% blame Bill Belichick for Tom going to Tampa. However, Kraft really probably ultimately is to blame for not stepping in and telling Bill to change his tune. I do want to say this. Maybe Tom going to Tampa left a taste in Robert and Jonathan's mouth, particularly Jonathan, that you know, maybe led to him not getting the opportunity that Mark Davis has given him with the Raiders. But the second quick point I want to make is, yesterday Rob Ninkovich said that Alex Van Pelt needs to develop three or four plays for Drake May that play to his skill set. How about this? If you want to save your job, Van Pelt, develop the entire game plan from the shotgun that plays to Drake May's skill set. Otherwise, you're going to be what you've been for the last 5 years, a 12.4 points per game football team. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, I do hope to see more RPOs for Drake. Let Drake cook back there tomorrow.
I have no faith in Van Pelt's ability to diagram plays.
Oh, they'll look good tomorrow.
But going back to the Brady Patriots.
Real quick, can I give you some of the numbers against the Jags defense this year?
Sure.
By quarterbacks. Tua week one, 338 yards. Passer rating of over 100. Even Deshaun Watson had a buck 86, passer rating 78. Josh Allen against the Jags, 263. C.J. Stroud threw for 345 on him. Wow. Flacco, 359. Last week, Caleb, 226. Five of those six quarterbacks, passer rating over 100. Jags defense, last in the NFL in pass. Yards per game allowed, 276. Drake all over the place tomorrow. Drake.
I love it. King Charles will be there.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So we heard, it's not confirmed, it's just scuttlebutt, that Tom got half the draw for Tom Brady night. That he and Bill, and Robert split it.
Yeah. Who did report that? It was one of our guests, wasn't it?
No, I don't know.
What are the ESPN piece?
No. It was somebody that told me that. I don't remember who, but
okay.
It's somebody I trust. And I wouldn't.
I'm sure he would have done it for free. I mean, nor should he.
What has he done since he stopped playing that gave the organization another deal? Since he left and didn't get franchised, He has either competed against this team, bought another team, and only come back when he's been given something, as in either a Tom Brady night or his own, you know, sellout crowd that he was going to get half the gate from.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not only that Robert wouldn't give him a deal, Tom wouldn't give him a deal.
Yes, but what is this deal? So you just want to give him a free 5%?
I also think if you're Tom, then that you would not want to come back here. Like, there's a reason Jordan didn't become the president of the Bulls. He sucked with Charlotte.
Yeah.
But his resume is pristine with the Chicago Bulls. He is the best player in NBA history.
That's interesting.
And he won six titles.
So you're afraid of tarnishing the already impeccable reputation here.
Right.
That could be.
That's
the first thing that makes sense to me.
And it's also, he's a West Coast guy. So, you know, I just, plus tax-wise, I mean, so first and foremost, he got the best low offer. The least amount to pay to get 5% came from the Raiders. We all agree. Mm-hmm. So that's number one with a bullet.
Right.
Number two would be what I just said, maybe that he didn't want to sully his resume here, knowing how hard it would be. And
how do you think Raiders fans feel about it, though? They must hate him, despise him. Like, well, yeah.
Raiders fans are weird, man.
They are weird. And obviously they've changed cities since the Tuck rule. Let's go to Joe and Lowell. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, Curtis, you just hit on it a little bit. I mean, doesn't that just show how bad things really got between everybody behind the scenes?
Yep.
Brady comes back for half the gate, and that's it.
And that whole thing, Joe, the rewriting of history by Robert Kraft, talking about how, like, you told me that you were the best decision I've ever made, or you were crying on my front lawn. Like, why does he have to make it so Hollywood? Like, it's okay. You chose not to pay him. It was the wrong decision.
What'd you think of the Kraft sit-down? His decision to do it? I mean, obviously.
With Charlamagne the God?
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously.
Awful. Awful.
The clips that made it were not. I'm sure he wanted to talk about the situation in Israel, Palestine.
And Robert has got great initiatives on stopping anti-Semitism, which has become incredibly pervasive, sickeningly so in our society. But it's really, to me, an organization led by Stacey James that is incredibly talented in understanding the marketplace. If Robert's never going to do a sit-down here and you go on Charlamagne the God, I mean, I'm not even saying it's, I mean, there's a rights holder in the market, there's CBS. I mean, you know you're not going to get the uncomfortable follow-ups about the intricacies of decisions, right? It's not Charlamagne the God's job to know all the issues and fights over 20-plus years with Robert, Bill, and Tom. But to say in the same breath that you, Robert Kraft, gave Tom Brady the out to not be franchised, and your biggest mistake was that you gave Bill Belichick too much power without checks and balances, is by the very definition of contradictory, a contradiction. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And in both cases, he wants to distance himself from decisions that were wrong.
So he's going to be in Vegas, like Elvis. He'll have a residency at the International.
Well, he's got that Fontainebleau like collection thing.
Yeah, he does.
Very odd.
Is Guerrero going to go with him?
He's already there. He already works for the Raiders.
No. Seriously?
Swear to God.
How did I miss that?
He predates him.
Oh, he already did.
Yep.
Like, he interjected him into the scene. Wow.
Yep.
And the TB12 stores are gone, right?
Gonzo.
Long gone.
Yeah.
The one in Boston closed 3 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, I still try to get in.
Just, what's there now?
It's now a Kohl's, and I just walked through it looking for Tom.
Oh, you look good in Kohl's. 617-779-7937. State of the Patriots, state of Brady.
But I will say this, though. The one last thing about that, the Bill and Robert thing, and maybe, the Tom and Robert thing, and maybe it was just business by Tom because he knew he needed Robert to grease the skids to get him the Raiders gig. But the Tom reaction at the roast to the Robert jokes suggests that there's more there, but it doesn't appear, you know what I mean? Like, that, in hindsight, is so weird.
I don't remember that. So,
Tom Brady was like telling everybody to stop making Robert jokes.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good point. It seemed like he was very defensive and, you know,
maybe, as I said, maybe it was just because he needed Robert to help him get 24 votes.
Well, again, I go back to what Nico said. Like, Nico is plugged in. Maybe Nico's right. The Patriots just don't want any part of Brady. They weren't going to sell. They weren't going to give him a deal for sure, but they weren't going to give him a dollar.
And that would be more Jonathan, and that would be a really bad sign.
If that's true, that is tough.
Awful. Especially now if the Raiders get good.
Right. And Guerrero's career takes back off in Vegas.
Soulmate.
You could add Guerrero here. 617-779-7937. So that's strange. You've got receivers making moves in the NFL. Devontae Adams to the Jets. The Bills pick up Amari Cooper. You're headed for the first pick, which could be a receiver of your own, Travis Hunter, I guess. Or
Joel. There's a big tackle somewhere that they'll trade back and get.
So, I mean, having the first pick would be great just for a trade package at the very minimum. So it is tough. You're kind of rooting for the team to show progress, but you really don't want them to win tomorrow or any of these weeks because you're fighting the Jags for the first pick. Times are strange in New England, as you pointed out. It's not 04 anymore. 20 years seems like 45.
Yeah, feels like 100.
But we got the Celtics in Banner 18, and we've got Joe Braverman in trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Final injury report is out from overseas as the Patriots gear up for their matchup in London against the Jaguars. Drake May cleared from the injury report. He's been dealing with a knee issue. While Ramondre Stevenson was a full participant yesterday after five straight DMPs, he's been dealing with a foot injury. He's listed as questionable, but told the media he should be ready to go. Also, cornerback Jonathan Jones, questionable with a shoulder injury. Tackle Darian Lowe has already been ruled out with an ankle injury. For Jacksonville, starting running back Travis Etienne, questionable as he was limited with a hamstring injury all week. Pats and Jags kick it off from Wembley Stadium at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Bruins resume their current road trip tonight against the Utah Hockey Club. Puck drop scheduled for 9 o'clock. Yankees now sit one win away from the World Series after their 8-6 Game 4 win over the Guardians. New York scored two in the ninth off of Emmanuel Clase after Cleveland tied it in the eighth. Yankees can close it out tonight in Game 5. First pitch from Cleveland is at 8:08. Meanwhile, the Mets stayed alive with a Game 5 win at home, 12-6 over the Dodgers. The NLCS shifts back to L.A., where the Dodgers have the 3-2 series advantage and can close it out Sunday night. WNBA Finals is going to a winner-take-all Game 5 after the Lynx 82-80 win over the Liberty in Minnesota. Tip-off from New York is Sunday night at 8 o'clock. The college football slate today is headlined by fifth-ranked Georgia visiting top-ranked Texas. You can listen to Westwood One's coverage of that game right here on 93.7 WBEI-FM beginning at 7 o'clock. And the Revolution end their season in Florida against Lionel Messi and Inter-Miami CF tonight at 6. Miami could break the Revs' MLS record with most points in a season with 74. The Revs had 73 back in 2021. The Revs sit 1 point ahead of Chicago for worst record in the Eastern Conference. I'm Joe Braver. And that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You know what? If I was to ask you this question, if you own a company that you started from scratch and you owned it 100% and it's grown 20 times what you initially bought it for, why sell any of it? you're going to make $800 to $1 billion every year anyway on league sharing because everyone has to share the net profits. So for me, it's like if I owned 100% of something that I knew was continually always going to year after year, even if I didn't sell one ticket, I'm still making tons and tons of money.
Yeah,
I'd keep every single percent of my ownership and just keep passing it on to the family.
Nico, great spot yesterday, 8:30 Friday on the Greg Hill Show. Go back and rewind on the Odyssey app. I believe he's got some intel there. I think the Patriots maybe just didn't want to offer Brady anything. Did not want a part chipped away off the block.
It's not that I believe Tom Brady arrives and the team's better. I have no idea if Tom's going to be a good president. I have no clue.
When you trust his management skills over his broadcasting skills, if he had one or two paths to choose,
the fact that nobody's talking about it means he's gotten okay at it. People don't talk about broadcasters unless they suck.
Easy. I'm not taking a shot. I'm just saying.
No, I'm telling you that. Like
he should be involved like Elway is. He should be in football ops.
What I'm saying is I don't know if he would have made the Patriots successful or not. But the optics of understanding the Patriots' inability to part with a percentage of their team for a guy that would bring such positive press and also credibility to a front office that sorely needs it. Like it's not that like I think Alex Van Pelt's the worst hire of all time. It's just emblematic of where this organization is.
Yeah, good point. 617 texter, interesting theory. Maybe Brady's agent, who is his agent?
Don Yee.
Didn't tell him about the Patriots' offer of part ownership, kind of like Bobby Orr and Allen Eagleson. Legend has it he was ordered 18.5%. That is reportedly true. Orr's agent screwed him because he was buddies with Wirtz, the Blackhawks owner. Passed up almost 20% ownership stake in 1976.
Is that why Bobby Orr is an agent now?
Yeah, maybe it is. Trying to bring back respectability to agents.
Huh.
Let's go to... That's amazing when you think about it, too. Just the way Orr's career ended and the way Brady's ended.
But nobody thinks of Orr as a Blackhawk, and people here will think of Tom as a Patriot. Like, it's just... You got so wrong in that whole
thing. Not if the next 20 years...
Except for the guy right across from you, Curtis, who thinks he's a Buck for life.
Easy Joe. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Guys, love listening to you. Curtis for his smarts and Ken for his patience and reasoning, I guess I should say.
Thank you.
Here's the deal, guys, right? I would love to see Kraft and Belichick bury this hatchet. Just hatchet this, whatever's gone wrong with this thing, because they're both very, very successful. They're on top of the game. No one's even going to probably touch them in our lifetime. I really believe that. Here's the deal. Belichick, he's a multi-millionaire now because of this. Kraft, a multi-billionaire. Now, what we need to do is see Kraft. And Curtis, what you said a couple days ago or yesterday online, what I want to say, I mean, not online, on the air, I want to say you with your reasoning, with that we don't have these players the way they should be and we made bad decisions, let Kraft get rid of the team and just pass it down to Jonathan. Let him take over, rebuild it the right way, get a couple of elite guys, and get the foundation so this team can be where they were before and go forward, man. You guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for the kind words. I don't know what the Jonathan Kraft era will be like, but maybe he's right. Maybe they just need to have the succession plan and get about the new era instead of having half father, half son.
Yeah. And the thing that is... most frustrating about the current iteration is that Elliott Wolf does not have the juice to in any way publicly say that Kraft is not allowing him to do his job. Agree?
I guess not. I mean, I would hope that he has freedom to do his job.
I'm not saying he doesn't have freedom. I'm saying if he wants a player and Robert says no,
right.
he's not going to tell Mike Reese.
Right. But
so,
do you think he wanted Amari Cooper or Devontae Adams?
No. I mean, do they want
those guys? Yeah. Those guys probably would have nixed the trade here, I guess, just based on where they are, unfortunately.
But this is what I'm talking about. So, like, you can either exercise or you can spend your days trying to find clothes that hide your fat. You can either, and it's the same amount of time.
Yeah.
So you can either invest in the football team or you can find out who to blame. Both require effort and energy. One yields success, another just yields bull crap. So, like, I look at where they are now, And the whole offseason pursuit of Ridley and Ayuk, and then eventually Gerard.
But how sad is that, by the way? You're like begging Calvin Ridley
but
to sign
weren't.
Here.
That's
well, they
the
were.
Point.
Well, they didn't. I guess they didn't spend top dollar, but they gave him a good offer, and they were hoping he would choose them, and he chose Tennessee. Over
okay, him. I'm telling you,
it's just sad
that we heard from Gerard Mayo this week when he said they were just not in that cycle to go after guys like Amari Cooper,
who's 30,
or Devontae Adams,
right?
And to me, that proves the whole offseason was nonsense.
But do you think? I mean, that is he right to have that strategy? Because wouldn't Amari Cooper or Devontae Adams give Drake May instant respectability in terms of progress and development? I mean,
I'm not talking individually about those guys. What I'm saying is that it's all been window dressing.
Yeah.
And who cares? Like,
no, I think you should care. If they had Calvin Ridley, they'd be a better and much better situation, and you'd have Drake.
I agree.
Able to distribute like, the ball the way
be better,
he wants to.
But this is why you're so two-faced on this.
Why?
When you talk about the Red Sox, like, why? They're not close to a championship. You say that all the time. They're not close.
I hope they. I wish they had spent
no,
more.
No, but Mike, you've said that to me several times on different topics, okay? I just want the team to get better. I'm not worried about a cap. It's crap. We all agree. So why not bring these guys in?
Right.
And the Patriots.
Especially Cooper for a third-round pick. It's not high value.
My favorite Tom Brady quote, it's not his, but he used to use it. And I think he cited his father. Well done is better than well said. And that's what this whole place was. And it's just the speed with which they returned to the pathetic nature they were in the 90s has been almost as amazing as the dynasty itself.
But that's what I mean. To get out of this, it would have helped to have a veteran to help pull you out. Like Hunter Henry is helping to a certain extent. Like that's
978 Texas says, who cares? They're both rich and we're not.
Well, Curtis is rich.
Yeah. You're rich with love.
I try to be. I try to be patient and loving on this show to counterbalance everything else.
Sometimes. But
617-779-7937. No, I mean, do you? First of all, Adams and Cooper, the trades in the division, do you think they're going to make a difference for Allen and Rodgers?
I like the Bills deal the best.
Yeah. So does Shime. Shime Time loves that deal.
Saturday's my Bills day. I mean, Amari Cooper being on that many teams is concerning, but...
But short term,
I love it.
That's a jolt,
and
they need it.
And the whole way that they had Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers while he's doing the McAfee show, and God, is it cringe? I'm so happy they don't have Aaron Rodgers. God, I hate that guy.
But you're rooting for the Bills. That's tough.
Are you rooting for the Jets?
See, you're in New York. Are you going to root for the Dodgers or Yankees?
I thought I had a pretty good line when the Bills won and the Jets and Mets lost. That the only New York team won.
Let's go to Evan in Maine. Hello, Evan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I love the show. Curtis, one of the smartest guys on radio.
Thank you.
No doubt. So I don't understand why the Pats didn't give Brady at least an option to take a couple percent, even if it was just 5%. After everything he's done for the organization, he's you'll see. He'll pick out talent for the Raiders. I don't have a doubt in my mind. It's going to be a good decision. He'll be able to see the culture guys. He'll be able to see the guys that can elevate others around him. I think it was a no-brainer, and I don't think he would have drafted Drake May either.
Thank you for the kind words, Evan. Far be it from me to critique Tom Brady, but he wanted a second for Mo Sanu and Antonio Brown. Not exactly.
Well, he was desperate then. But, I don't even blame him for that.
You know what's interesting? You want to know why I know Robert Kraft didn't offer Tom part of the team? He hasn't told us he did.
Yeah, maybe not.
But I mean, right? Wouldn't that be something he said to Charlemagne? We offered him.
I think he would have got that word out quickly.
Totally.
Yeah. That's why I believe Nico. That's what I'm saying.
God, is that pathetic.
It's tough. Now, maybe they're waiting for him to flame out in Vegas.
But Nico's rationale is perfectly logical, but I approach it the total opposite way. Like, you bought the team for $300 million. It's worth $10 billion. You need positive press. It's brilliant on every level to say, here's 5% of all this money I never envisioned having.
And you stick it to Bill because you're siding with Brady.
Right.
Brady's on your side every week. And then Bill's out there. It's Bill versus Kraft and Tom United.
Right.
Would have been perfect. Let's go to Mark in Connecticut. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Curtis. Love listening to you on the Greg Hill Show.
Thank you. Just had
a quick question for you. You know, this is kind of out of the realm, but Josh McDaniels, I believe he's still getting paid from the Las Vegas Raiders. Is there any possibility that Gerard Mayo would want him on his staff? I mean, I think Drake May, he'd be great for Drake May.
Hmm. You know what's interesting? I wonder, would Tom try and say, Josh, hey, bud, I don't want to have to pay you to do nothing. Go back and coach.
Come back to the Raiders?
No, go to the Patriots.
Oh, go to the Patriots.
I think Josh and Robert, I mean, Josh and Bill are good. I don't think he would come back here as an OC. I just don't think he'd want to work for Gerard Mayo, especially if he's making...
He's probably going to go with Bill Belichick, right, when he goes to his next coaching gig, is what I'm thinking.
That would be my guess, definitely. Because he's definitely, I mean, he's not getting his third... Wait, he failed with the Broncos and the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yeah, he's not getting another head coaching job.
Well, I mean, is Patricia going to go with Bill? This podcast that they trot out every week with him, it's just sad.
But that's why he's not here. Like, that's why he failed in the end. He wasn't able to rebuild because he's got these yes men. I mean, Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia are the biggest boobs in America.
You know, the brilliant, most brilliant guy in America is the tight ends coach, Kaylee, who turned this job down.
Oh, so true.
But he's like the assistant to the assistant quarterback's line coach in L.A. or whatever. He's happy there. Why? I mean, because coming in here, and especially if you knew they weren't going to start Drake May right away. Like a texter says, and it's kind of a good point, why would Calvin Ridley have come here if you knew they weren't? If he knew Drake May wasn't going to start week one, you know, at that time they probably didn't know that. But yeah, it's not helping.
We're putting puzzle pieces together that we're not.
I guess, but if you're Kaylee, you probably look at the situation and you're like, "This is not where I want to go."
Isn't free agency before the draft?
Yeah, it's in March. Yeah,
so
yeah,
then they didn't even know Drake May was here.
Yeah, true. Yeah, very true. But I guess at that time, just the quarterback situation was not good.
Oh, yeah. In Tennessee, it's great. Will Levis. I mean, he's basically Peyton Manning.
I guess that's a good point, too. 617.
I mean, he's a nutmeg guy. I like him.
779-7937. So we got Chime and Fitzy coming up noon to 3 today. KJ and Lions 3 to 6. College football tonight. We've got the Georgia game on our air at 7 for the pregame. Big game. Big weekend of college football.
You know who's sneaky turned their season around? LSU. Top 10 team now. Beat Ole Miss last week in OT.
Yep. And
I love the Alabama-Tennessee game today. That'll be great. And I like Georgia Tech to maybe upset the Irish.
You're going to give Costos your pick of the week, or did you already
done that? I haven't done it. Nothing really jumps out to me this
Costos
week.
Was on fire yesterday.
Oh, hilarious. Hilarious. I always want to hear his next hit, where he comes on, and it's this good. And the next one, it's like, I like the Patriots plus 5.5, and I like you guys.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Why do people change their accents? Like, the internet's everywhere. Like, why would you? I don't get it.
Yeah. I tried the Boston accent when I came. Didn't work.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, I thought you made it seem like you were here forever. But my favorite thing with Wiggy is the words that have an S and the words that don't.
Oh, Wiggy's on a roll, too.
Like, drop kicks Murphy.
Who's hotter, Costas or Wiggy?
Wiggy's been on fire. When Wiggy said he was getting texts from Santo, I lost it. Just A+. Perfect timing. I mean,
what up, Elf?
And you guys are back at Gillette. Reportedly, the Patriots are coming back from London on the overnight, going right to Gillette. Mayo's going to hop right on with you guys in the morning.
It's not an overnight. So let's say the game ends at noon, 12:30 here, just to go everything our time.
Oh, yeah. So it's 6 o'clock their time.
But just doesn't matter. So 12:30.
Stick on our time?
Right. So 12:30. Let's say they get on the plane at 3:30, 3 hours later.
Yep.
They'll be here by 9:30, 10.
So if people are in London now, Pats fans, and they're listening to you.
Right.
A London resident for a couple of years. No, it was not London. You were in
Virginia Water. Okay, it's like the Dover of England.
Things have changed in 20 years.
Even though they have a Dover, I know.
Where should they go? What's the one thing they need to do in London while they're there?
The Cabinet War Room is awesome, where Churchill ran the unbelievable. You know what the thing about being in England makes you feel is how close we were to hell. Like, that under the days of the Blitz, like the best of this country, and we're going to be celebrating the greatest generation and all those have served on Veterans Day at the Stowe Museum on November 10th, whatever that is, the Friday before Veterans Day. And is how, like, these people from Iowa had never been out of their town or county, and they go to the cliffs of England, and they head over to Normandy, and they storm the beaches, and like, they have a great Churchill statue where they have these zaps so birds can't land on it. They protect the Churchill statue. But I would say Number one would be the cabinet war rooms. I would get ethnic food. The ethnic food in London, everybody says the food sucks. If you go get Italian, it's from people from Italy. If you get Indian, it's people from India. It's like legit good. And I would go to Richmond. Awesome place. I love Richmond.
Back to your thought about
slug and lettuce.
The Veterans Day. So Joe Landry, who's turning 100, Shirley's Joe Landry. We're going to have the big birthday party for him
right
at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson. It's actually Hudson, not Stowe.
And Greg is 100 adjacent.
He's 100 adjacent. But he was in the Battle of the Bulge. He drove like heavy machinery.
So is Greg.
He's battling the Bulge. But he like his, he had a brother. His story is unbelievable. I can't wait for him to tell it. He was there. His brother was there. Maybe two brothers. I think they had two brothers and a sister there. They all served. And he somehow like saw a truck that he knew was his brother's company. He honked at the guy. They pulled over. He took him back to his camp. He reunited with his brother in 1944. They hadn't seen each other in like 3 years and got to like hang out and have lunch together. And it was like, must have been unbelievable. You're like, you're over there for multiple years. You've lost track of your family. You run into your brother, you know, and that is
well, last year
heavy
at
the end of the war. That
at the 110 Grill in Medford, I think.
Malden.
And I was with a gentleman who was telling me about how he was deployed, and it was during World War II, and it was Christmas Eve, and he was given the call that he was heading to Iwo Jima, and he didn't know what that was, where it was. He never been out of the country. He calls his mom on Christmas Eve and tells her where he's going. He's alone with people. You know, he's at some fort in Fort Bragg or something. He gets there. He says it took like 2 weeks to get there. And then he serves 13 months. He's written like three letters. And you get home and it's like, that the concept of that is something I can't get beyond. That these people on the altar of freedom just were like, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to accept these orders. I'm going there. The inability to communicate with like your, you know, now if we go 2 hours without a text, it's like panic.
No.
You're going 13 months.
And you really, the American Heritage Museum is awesome. We were there to kind of scout where the show's going to be on the 8th. And they have not only like life-size planes, helicopters, tanks. Greg was famously driving the tank.
Right.
But
Greg
Pakus. They have these experiences, for lack of a better term. They have recreated an entire like prisoner of war facility of where some of these soldiers, these POWs, were held for years upon years. It's really it's pretty moving stuff. So I don't know. That's going to be a powerful day. Looking forward to that on Veterans Day weekend. But for now, we press on here in October with the Leaf.
I mean, who's the gentleman whose birthday we're celebrating?
Joe Landry.
So I mean, Joe. I mean, who does he blame? I'm going to get in on that. Bill or Tom?
I already called him. He blames Kraft. Okay, we're now 9-2 Kraft.
Oh, all right. Well, if he does, I'm on his side.
Now, Shime's in. Last week, he gave us his bets. Did we grade how Shime did on his Drake May bets last week? He must have got, you guys both were going over 250 yards. He popped that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, Shime's been on a win streak here of some note. At least for, he's on a one-week winning streak.
1 week.
I'm looking forward to his bets next. We'll have him in for the cross as he gets ready for the Fitzy and Shime show next.
There are a lot of fans here in the UK who are yet to have an NFL team that they support and devote their lives to. What is your message for those new fans? Why should they be supporting the Patriots?
First off, I think it comes in the team name, you know, New England. I think it's easy for, you know, UK fans to, you know, be attracted to that. You know, our colors are pretty sweet. You know, they represent a lot of different things. And then from there, just kind of the excitement from the team. I think we got, you know, we're on the come up and we got a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of bright futures ahead. So shout out to all the fans that are already Patriot fans over here, and look forward to having some more.
Well, that quote got Shime all hot bothered. He loved it. Shime Time joins us now on the Kenny Curtis program, getting ready for his show, noon to 3 with Fitzy today. And Shime, you admitted something to me in the hallways of the office earlier this week.
You're
finally come around. The Trevor Lawrence stinks.
And that whole draft class, I think, stinks.
And that's the point. The draft class stinks. Justin Fields just got benched officially today. Russell Wilson's going to get the start.
Kind of an unfair benching, but yes.
But Mac Jones was the fifth of five bad quarterbacks started by Trevor Lawrence in the 2021 draft. And your guy, Drake May, is part of an maybe an elite crop of QBs that we just saw taken off the board. I don't know about Caleb, but certainly Jaden and Drake off to good starts.
Yeah, I mean, I think Caleb has been really, really good, too, especially the last couple weeks. You know, first start was a little dicey, second start not great, but then since then he's been awesome. I mean, last week he just lit up this Jacksonville team like you wouldn't even believe. And so I'm excited. I think this entire draft class has a chance to be good. I think it's in part because some of these guys are older. The guys like Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix and Bo Nix were in college for 5-6 years where they needed more time to develop, paired with two guys who had less time in college but were just younger or just better faster, and in guys like Caleb and Drake. And so I think it's kind of that perfect combination, just the perfect storm of good quarterbacking.
So, Curtis,
yeah.
You know, you could have waited to take the quarterback until next year. Quinn Ewers or Cam Ward or
Quinn
any of these guys.
Ewers, kick me in the nuts.
Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Cam Ward. No, thank you.
So yeah. I think they did it right. You got to give Mayo and I guess Kraft and Elliott Wolf credit for that. In an off season of not much, at least they got Drake. At least they got the quarterback.
Yeah, I
trying to finish on an up note here.
I love it. I think I'm going to fly right now. I'm going to hop on the Concorde. I'm going to go over there.
Get over there. Nice.
I'm gonna see the game.
Love it.
I miss England. I'm envious of Shimon Courtney going back for Thanksgiving. It's just an awesome place.
I'm not sure that was approved yet. Did you put that in for the flex time request?
Yeah. I did months ago, actually, Ken.
All right. Double check on that.
Oh, is Courtney taking time, too?
No, I think you're not going to miss any time, right?
I think I'm missing, like, a day.
Okay, we'll double check on that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. I like the Pats. I like Drake May over 300 yards.
Last week, you guys were plus 250. You nailed that.
Yeah. Crushed that. That was easy.
Well, yeah. My pick today is, I don't love it. It's not like the old ones, but I'm just, for my own purposes, I like Georgia Tech plus 14 at home against the Irish.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, you nailed that Oregon pick last week, so.
Yeah.
Hoping we can
5 minutes
back
in the game, Curtis texted me, man, does Oregon suck?
I was like, I literally said, it would pay them if I watched either of these teams play. I can't, like, I have to do it about teams, so I don't like Ryan Day.
Yep.
I think Ohio State, like, Jim Harbaugh nailed that guy. I hate people who are on third base and think they had a triple.
You upset a lot of our New Hampshire listeners every time you ripped Ryan Day. I mean, he is like, I don't know if he's a god up there, but he's...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Chip Kelly. He's killed New Hampshire twice. His staff is Chip Kelly, and he's Ryan Day. New Hampshire should be mad at both of them.
Okay, fine. Telling you.
I like New Hampshire when it was right. but, yeah, I think I have to have a anger. So, like, mm-hmm. Rooting against Notre Dame is just... Part of my, like,
it's a good passion.
It was the first thing the first thing I ever did was learn to hate Notre Dame.
Nice.
And so I hope they get their ass kicked.
Sounds like a spite pick.
What is spite?
Shime's got legitimate selections. So what are you looking at here for today and tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I don't got anything in the college game. I have been way off my college football this year. I cannot attest to anything going on there. But I do love Drake May again tomorrow. 200 plus. Like, to me, this game should go over the 42 mark. That is... almost an insult. I think that number should be closer to 47, 48. So the over there feels really good to me. And so, again, I love Drake May. 200 plus, at least one touchdown. I wouldn't be shocked if he throws for two. I love the idea of a Drake May anytime touchdown where he runs one in, scoots one in. But the 200 plus passing yards is too low. He is going to throw for 225 minimum. Is my
only concern with Drake May tomorrow is the knee is real and he doesn't stay in the game, and that's how he doesn't hit 200.
He's off the injury report today, though. Like, I think he's fine. I think it was just
just a shot at Volan.
Maybe. I hope so. But taking shots at Volan is always good.
Volan probably got it right, though.
Yeah, I think that would be an easy thing to just say he didn't get one, and they've all danced around it. So
it just seems odd that literally no one else has supported Volan.
I think, like, it's
not
more,
a single beat reporter in the business.
I think it's just because they all hate him. Like, I really do.
But like, even,
I think,
like, Rap Sheet, who has zero relationship with Volan.
No, you covered the Patriots for a bit.
That's true. Yeah, because, like, I think it was Rap Sheet, Garofolo, and, what is it, Pelissero do their little insiders podcast for NFL Network. They said they hadn't heard anything about a Drake May injury.
And the news dumped Sunday morning could come with somebody saying it never happened. Like,
yeah.
Because that's the Schefter Rap Sheet Sunday morning 7 a.m. thing.
All right, Shime, do the Patriots win? Do you want them to win?
I want them to win. I absolutely want them to win. I don't think they do, but they cover the number.
There are enough of these quarterbacks that Travis Hunter would fall to, like, fourth or fifth.
I don't want Travis Hunter, Ken.
You don't want him?
No.
Who do you want? Because
he's going to be a corner in the NFL anyways. I want a tackle. I want the kid. LSU. Out of, Him or the kid out of Texas. The tackle out of Texas has not allowed a sack in over 395 snaps, Ken.
Well, and let me tell you, I know the replacement for David Andrews, second-round pick Pete Kendall from BC, his kid.
Well, love that. I'm into it.
That O-line 1 and 2.
BC is a good O-line product.
Especially Patriots and their centers, Damian Woody, Dan Copen.
Well, two guys that used to be built like O-linemen.
And by the way, Damian Woody had the best Sunday night football or Monday night football intro. Big Wood, BC.
Shine Time and Fitzy on the way. Noon to 3. Curtis, talk to you Monday.
Bye.